USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden signed an executive order on Wednesday, which the White House says will prevent so-called conversion therapy and provide other protections for the LGBTQ community.
My message to all the young people, just be you. You are loved. You are heard. You are understood. You do belong. And I want you to know that as your president, all of us on this stage have your back.
Residents of the West Texas city of Odessa have been improvising emergency water supplies after a system outage left them high and dry for days amid scorching heat. An aging pipe broke Monday, and the city's water treatment plant was back online Wednesday morning, but utility officials said it could take up to 14 hours for normal service to resume. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza going on right now at MyPillow.com.
U.S. border agents aren't holding back after the U.S. Department of Justice said it will punish agents falsely accused of whipping migrants last year.
National Border Patrol President Brandon Judd is reporting the Department of Homeland Security has been ordered to punish horseback border agents after no criminal activity was discovered in a nine-month investigation. In September of 2021, President Biden was judge, jury, and executioner of these border agents.
To see people treated like they did, horses barely running them over, people being strapped, it's outrageous. I promise you those people will pay.
Fox News is reporting the CBP will file administrative violations to those people in a matter of days. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting Elon Musk is expected to confirm his desire to own Twitter when he speaks to the social media company's employees on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Two out of three of the more than 1.2 million people incarcerated in state and federal prisons in America are forced to work. That's according to a new review of prison labor published Wednesday by the ACLU. The report outlines an exception in the 13th Amendment, which can force convicted criminals to work. The report estimates that as of 2020, there were more than 790,000 incarcerated people working in the U.S. Congress continues its partisan January 6th hearings.
House investigators are trying to make a methodical case that Donald Trump's beliefs about the 2020 election led directly to his supporters' insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. The House panel investigating the attack has held the first two in a series of hearings after a year-long probe and more than 1,000 interviews. The committee has shown clips not only from the attack on the Capitol, but also from its own closed-door interviews with Trump aides who were trying to dissuade him from claiming victory too soon in the 2020 election. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Victor Pohl.
24-year-old Ryan Grantham, who appeared in films like The Diary of a Wimpy Kid and on the shows Supernatural and Riverdale, is in the sentencing phase this week for killing his mother in March. CBC reports prosecutors are shining a light on Grantham's state of mind and said he also had plans to kill Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.